Coming up Saturday morning on Gesundheit with Jacobus, Kathy Garcia will be back to talk astrology. In early March, we discussed her book, The Hero's Journey Through the Zodiac, in which Kathy introduced us to the concept of transformational astrology. She explained many characteristics of the 12 astrological sun signs we often read about in magazines. This time, Kathy Garcia will talk about the meaning of summer solstice and things we may look for in our own lives as we enter the second half of 2015, this Saturday morning from 8 to 11.
Welcome to Gesundheit with Jacobus, Health Talk Radio, integrating allopathic and all-natural medicine one show at a time. Here is your host, Jacobus Hollewine.
And it is correct, everybody. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining the program. Gesundheit with Jacobus, where we talk about health, healing, and healthy lifestyles. Today, Kathy Garcia is in the studio with us, continuing our chat about astrology, transformational astrology. Something that Chuck and I last time were exposed to, and we got some answers, didn't we, Chuck?
We got some answers, indeed.
Yeah, we found out that we'll be okay together.
Oh, I thought we found out we're both nuts.
Well, we figured that out too, but we're probably not great together, but we're good together.
Oh, we are.
But Kathy is going to explain that. I saw in the notes that we are definitely going to be part of the topic here.
Fine by me.
Well, any questions about astrology since that time? You're a Scorpio.
I know that.
Yeah, well, that's not a question.
I don't have any questions yet until we start in on the topic.
Yeah, well, we need your questions. They probably bring us some enlightenment.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, good morning, everybody. Beautiful day out. Just a beautiful day.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Your microphone is always so soft when you speak. It's like you're sitting in the next room over.
Well, at least I'm turned on.
Yeah, that is. Hey, who's responsible for that? Anyway, good morning, everybody. We talk about health, healing, and healthy lifestyles with the experts. Give them a chance to talk about what they're good at, a book they've written, something they do for a living, or a research project they have done. We're not here to diagnose, treat, or cure. The information, education, and entertainment is the goal of the program. We've done it for almost 15 years and just totally enjoy coming in the studio every week, see Chuck's smiley face or not, and then whatever mood he is in, right? Whatever the wind brings.
That's correct.
Yeah. But you got your paperwork done this morning, so you're bright, bushy-tailed.
I figured one thing out I was having problems with, so I'm real happy with myself.
Yeah. You know, write them down next time, those passwords. Just write them down somewhere. I
then
have so
I'll
many
lose
passwords.
That list too.
The what?
I'll lose the list.
Well, just write them somewhere where you can remember them. You got a smartphone, don't you?
It's semi-smart.
Yeah, I should show you how to do it. You can download an app and then you can put them all in there. That's easy. Anyway, so Kathy Garcia is back. Wonderful. Just looking forward to the program. You did a phenomenal outline that gave me a great idea of which way we're going to go.
Let's go.
You have done a lot of work. Kathy is a professional transformational astrologer. She founded the Three Magi Complete Astrological Services in 1989 as a response to the need for a new approach to astrology congruent with the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Kathy holds a BA in anthropology from Tulane University. As part of her undergraduate work, she studied at University College and London School of Economics. Her minor was in philosophy. Kathy's background in anthropology is evident in her ability to interpret the astrological chart for people from many different cultures and lifestyles. After college, she spent 7 years living in Mexico. In 1991, Kathy wrote Child Star, a software program designed to help parents better guide and understand their child. ChildStar was the first report on the market of its kind. In 1998, with the help of her teenage son and daughter, Kathy later wrote the Astro Journey Report, the first forecast report written specifically for teenagers and young adults, and the only report with a special section to help parents support their children in these important years. Astro Journey was updated in 2005. She has been on a score of radio programs. She was here in March 7, when we talk about spring, and she has given astrology workshop throughout the United States and Mexico. Thanks to advances in global communications, Kathy now conducts astrological consultations from her home in Montana to people worldwide. She is also a mother of four now adult children. If you like to get a hold of Kathy outside the program, dial 406-333-4804. 333-4804. There is also a website where you can find lots of information. Great stuff. It's the3magi.com. M-A-G-I. The3magi.com. Kathy, great to have you back.
Great to be here. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Oh, goodness gracious.
How the time goes, huh, Jacobus?
It sure does. Well, that's part of the deal, isn't it?
That's part of the deal. Time and space.
If the time wouldn't be going, we wouldn't have astrology.
Absolutely. We wouldn't need astrology.
Now, you wrote a great book. It's called The Hero's Journey Through the Zodiac. It's all about transformational astrology. Tell our listeners one more time, what is transformational astrology different than what we read in the newspaper?
Oh, very different from what you read in the newspaper. But basically, transformational astrology is my response to my understanding that we are definitely in a new age. The new age we're having to change into men and women of Aquarius. Many of us were born in the Piscean age.
That's right.
And so the sciences that are helping us to understand ourselves and to understand our worlds necessarily have to be transformed as well. Mm-hmm. And just like in everything in life today, being educated, being informed, getting to be part of your process, not depending on somebody else to tell you what to do and how to do it, mm-hmm. but really to find out what the factors are and changing your consciousness, how to be transformed, how in transforming yourself we can transform the world.
Yeah.
So that's what this came out of.
Somebody said, who's on the radio show this week? And I said, Kathy Garcia, we're going to talk about astrology. And so there's, I don't believe in astrology. And I said, it's nothing to do with believing or not believing. You just don't know much about it.
Exactly.
And so how would you respond to somebody who says, I don't believe in astrology?
Well, that's fine. They can believe or they can not believe. But if they want, they can come and see me. Mm-hmm. It's not really one of my great intentions in life to have people believe or not believe. But this person comes to see me with the idea of how can I help you? How can I serve you? I'm looking at their chart and I'm seeing the variables in their lives and how they can use astrology to understand their cycles, what's going on. And they usually come out pretty convinced.
Yeah, but in my opinion, astrology exists. It's just that we don't know much about it. It's a pretty complex topic. It's not an easy topic.
It's a science.
Okay.
It's a science.
Good point.
And you actually are in the health field, and you deal with many, many details. And as you know, and as I say in my book, Einstein said that it takes a complicated mathematics to come to a few simple conclusions.
That's true.
Right. So the thing is that astrology has a language.
Okay.
It has a language just like any language you would learn. And if you really want to use astrology to transform your life, to make a difference, you have to spend a little bit of time to learn it, just like you'd have to learn about the certain factors about supplements.
Right. True.
For example, mm-hmm. but then it's going to come down to some basics, mm-hmm. and it's going to come down to relationship. So once you get the basics, and these are in the introduction to my book,
yeah.
but they take repetition.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get the basics, then you can get creative.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can really have fun.
Right.
And so that it's, and then you can change, it can make, astrology can change, can help you change your life,
mm-hmm.
because you have an understanding of what is happening, what is the nature of it, what is expected of you, how you can change your destiny. So, you know, and I've gotten a lot of feedback on this book.
Yeah.
Since it's been at.
Great.
And it really has helped me see who my target audience is.
Oh, good point.
Well, you should know your target audience when you're writing a book. Everyone tells you that. But I work with young people. I work with older people. I work with people of all descriptions almost. But I realize that my target audience has one thing in common. Mm. They're all searching. They're all reaching. They're all knowing that something within themselves has the answer they're seeking. And they're looking for what they can find that can help them reach to the next step.
I see.
Yeah. So teenagers, even all kinds of people.
Mm. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the more I understand talking to you and reading through the book, this is really something everybody should understand. It would make a heck of a difference.
Well, you know, there's a rancher in Paradise Valley who has my book.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves it. So, but he says, you know, all those people I work with that used to get on my nerves, now I understand them. Now I understand them. It's just what they're dealing with.
That's right.
And so his experience of the workplace has changed.
I see.
As a result. So it's really about not only understanding ourselves, it's about understanding others.
Yeah.
And if you were to have their chart and their astrology, you might react somewhat differently to circumstances.
Mm.
So if it's important to you to have a better rapport, better understanding, greater compassion, which is a byword of the Aquarian age.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Astrology can help you.
Mm. Caller, good morning. Thank you for joining us today. What is your name and how can we help you?
Well, this is Brother Basic. Speaking of the basics, I've learned that for astrology, you need to know your sun sign, your moon sign, and your rising sign to start off on more important aspects or other aspects. So I know that I'm an Aries and I'm moved into Capricorn, but I need my time of birth to get my ascendant or my rising sign. But I called the hospital and they haven't recorded my time of birth. Well, I should be around a Sagittarius or a Scorpio. Can you just tell, well, we've been acquainted for a couple decades. Can you just tell by my activities and my way of approaching life whether I'm a Scorpio or a Sagittarius descendant?
Possibly, but where were you born? What state?
Tacoma, Washington.
Because oftentimes the state's registries will have the time of birth, but they have two kinds of birth certificates. One of them does not have it and one of them has it. So that's probably worth investigating. And if you really have somewhat of an idea about your time frame, sometimes we actually can tell. We can, in getting to know you and probably talking to you and seeing certain events that are happening in your life, because there's such a contrast between one sign and the other, then oftentimes, yes, we can tell.
All right. Can you tell me?
You mean right off the bat hearing you right now?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't make that kind of discernment. And besides which, there's a lot of different things that come into that kind of a judgment. But even with, I want to tell you that I work with a lot of people in Latin America. And a lot of people in Latin America do not, especially the older people, don't know when they were born. So there is much that we can tell you even without knowing your ascendant.
I see. Huh.
Okay, well, I'll continue to try to find more information in astrology. Yeah.
Well, so, what you want to do is when you come to see the astrologer, you want to have a list of this is what has gone on in your life. And by looking at the events, astrologers can usually see the repetition of cycles and figure that out.
Do you have that information on your website? Is there like a question and answer sheet, questionnaire that people can fill out before they see you?
I don't do it that way.
Okay.
I'd really want to see the person and I'd like to ask them certain questions. And like the last show, we talked about how my twins have the exact same chart.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
But I read it one way for one of them and I read it one way for the other one.
You bet.
They have a lot of similarities, but they're different souls. So it kind of puts me in a corner to have to do that but I can do it by Skype. I can do it. And besides which, we'll have lots to talk about on the way to finding this out.
All right, Daniel. Will that be okay then for you? I mean, do a little research?
Found somebody that I could talk and talk and talk.
But I would think if you're talking and talking and talking and you're spiritually minded, then my first guess would be Sagittarius.
Interesting. Huh.
Because Sagittarians love to talk.
Hmm.
And they love to be what they believe.
And they like to call radio shows.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just like to talk to a few thousand close friends.
That is correct. All right. Well, I think Kathy's suggestion to call the state and ask what information they can find on you, that would be a great start.
All right.
But if you don't know, take them both. Take
them.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, good luck to you. Bye-bye. So we were discussing the you were talking about the farmer or the rancher who said that he got your book and he finally was able to understand more about some of the people he was dealing with on a regular basis in his life. It's true. And the way you describe it in your book, and I highly recommend folks, if you have any interest in astrology, you should get this book. The Hero's Journey Through the Zodiac, and this is the sun signs. And because, Kathy, you really have a great way of writing, and you bring it home with so many close stories, people we recognize, we know. Besides the stories of people you've worked with, you also discuss some of the famous people. And therefore, it's easier for us to connect because many of us do know something, have heard something about these famous people. And then you're able to start putting it together that you really are able, as a reader, I'm able to paint the picture more clearly and say, yeah, now I see what you mean. Yeah. So
are you getting closer, Jacobus?
Closer? Oh, I've been close, getting this much closer, Chuck. I don't know if you, a little more than that, you think, Chuck? I mean, you observe me every week. You think I'm getting closer?
No. Are you getting closer to understand?
No. No.
See, once you really get a grasp of astrology, I can't wait because you are so creative with the knowledge that you have. You have such profound insight.
Well, thank you.
And so once you understand the particulars of it, then I look forward to seeing what conclusions you come to.
All right. I'll have to invest more time. This is something that I've looked at but never really delved into. So this is a topic I should devote more time to.
You'll have fun.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just going through your book, I have fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's excellent. Well, thank you. So, the book, you said you've had some reactions from people about your book. And obviously, the book is designed not just to give people an understanding about the specific sun signs, but the whole concept behind it. It is not about understanding what this all means. What does it mean to be born under the sun sign of Capricorn or Aries or Gemini or whatever? But you are indeed working on the personality of the there is a spiritual component definitely in your book. There is such a depth of understanding a character, and that it doesn't matter where you are in life right now. You give some great suggestions about what to pay attention to with the stories that you explain. The people you talk about, the examples that you write about, people you have worked with. Give me at least an idea like these are things I need to start focusing on. It makes sense to me. And so I think that transformational astrology, I understand it better now instead of just saying astrology or just saying, let me read my daily horoscope.
Oh, well,
you know, there's no, that's what I meant earlier when I said people don't believe in astrology because they're getting confused with hearing somebody explain their daily horoscope. There's absolutely no comparison.
No, but also a principle of transformational astrology, which really comes from Kabbalistic astrology, is it really the conclusions we're going to come to are going to come from where you're at where I'm at and bringing down the answers that you need. So when I talk about the hero, I'm talking about the person who is self-realized.
Yeah.
The person who's self-realized. Mm-hmm. And so this is a great journey. That's why I have the word journey. And your astrology actually changes, just like, for example, the way you felt when you were when you were 20 years old may not be the way you feel right now.
Totally.
So you're more mature, but you can also be more spiritually mature. Mm-hmm. And so one thing in terms of the spiritual path that's interesting to me and that I write about in each of the signs, for example, the Cancer person. Mm-hmm. Cancer, we know Cancer is a water sign. We're in Cancer right now. We're entering Cancer right now. And Cancers are very emotional. They're very affected by the moon and the changing right. moons. So, mm-hmm. so really all Cancers are going to find that they're going to have to master their emotions, or their master, or the waves of the emotions are going to throw them mm-hmm. around. But when you get on, when you're determined and you're on a spiritual path, your emotions do not become less; they become greater. Mm-hmm. They become much greater because your sensitivity is more. Mm-hmm. But the price you pay for reacting mm-hmm. becomes more, and your desire to use your mind, to use your heart, to be able to understand others and to walk upon the waters becomes more paramount in your life.
Right. And of course, as a people, we all move through the Cancer sign right now. We're all going to move through Cancer. So we're all going to have some of the challenges and the opportunities that Cancer is displaying.
And we'll talk about that.
We will.
Because we have summer solstice tomorrow.
You betcha. I want to hear all about it. Kathy Garcia, my guest today, she wrote a great book, The Hero's Journey Through the Zodiac, The Sun Signs. And her contact info is 406-333-4804. We'll be right back.